Well, it is Wednesday. We're so glad that you're with us. It's midweek. It's what day?
Hump day. Middle of the week.
It's been that kind of week, but hey, TGI Hump Day, huh?
Put me on the air.
Yeah, put me on the air.
Start stinking up the airwaves.
That's not true.
It's like my favorite show.
And welcome to the show.
It's showtime, baby.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, a warm winter's welcome to the Wednesday Lauren and Wally morning show.
Where's the warm?
I know.
It's
23
cold.
Degrees out there. Yeah, baby, it's cold outside. It's the wind chill factor is 11 degrees this morning. But it's not as
fun.
It doesn't feel like it as bad as it was yesterday morning.
I mean, it's brutally cold. I know, because
okay.
I had to pump gas.
Oh, yeah.
5 o'clock
this
morning.
Yeah, that's
with
a tough
one
way
bare
to start
foot
today.
Yeah, because my right leg, you know, I still wear the cast. I'm walking on crutches. And so one side of my pants I cut off at the knee.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't have that on when I drive.
So it's pretty comfortable.
So I got to
right?
get outside. Warning to call it parents of college age kids: check your gas tank before you take off for work today.
Oh, there
that's
you
all
go. Okay.
All right, I'm done.
Okay, you feel better now?
That's
yep.
legit. I'd be really upset.
You know what? They're up till 2 o'clock in the morning. You come down, the house is a mess. There are Chinese food boxes everywhere, and there's no gas in the car.
It's awful.
Welcome home.
The holidays.
Welcome home, kids.
But you're over it.
Yep.
You're over it. Okay.
January 6th. You know what January 6th is?
What's January 6th?
That's when she goes back to school.
Hey, all right. Okay, stuff we got coming up on the show today. Spiders. Oh, the spider report, huh?
Well, yeah, it's interesting what would happen if spiders unionized, and we will discuss that
okay,
at 7:25. It's horrifying, and I'm going to keep you all awake for the rest
wow.
of your life.
This is going to be scary, huh?
Well, it's just disturbing beyond
disturbing.
Belief.
Okay, let me see. We got Bob Marley's going to join us this morning.
Oh.
Looking
Love
forward
Bob
to seeing
Marley.
Bob about quarter seven this morning. We got Winogrand in 60 seconds coming up in about 12 minutes here. Let me see. How many Christmas lights would you have to put out on your house to be visible from space,
Ooh.
From outer space? We know the actual number now. Is
good.
We'll share that with you. Let me see. Holiday bonus. You know anybody who's getting the holiday bonus?
Nobody in this room.
Yeah,
well,
no.
No.
Have you known anybody for a long time who's gotten the holiday bonus?
I don't think I. Well.
You ever
yeah,
get one?
My friends in sales, I think they.
My wife gets like a year-end bonus.
Does she really?
Yeah. Yeah. Bankers.
Never
bankers.
Gotten a bonus.
Yeah, okay. No. I haven't either.
Newspapers and radio. Don't go in it for the bonuses, people.
No. We are going to teach you this morning how to conquer the stress of the holidays. The 60-second breathing trick that's going to do miracles for you. And, we got dirty laundry coming up, and we lost Laverne.
Oh. I know. I'm really bummed out about that. But, you know, beyond Laverne, she did an... She directed some amazing movies, and we're going to go through.
She really did.
Hidden Penny, things you didn't know about Penny Marshall.
If anybody can tell me how to spell Schlemiel Schlemazel,
yeah, right.
Please let me know.
What do we got in the dirty laundry today?
Penny Marshall.
It's going to be all Penny Marshall all the time.
Yeah,
okay.
Unless Woody Allen did something disgusting.
Okay.
Stick around.
That's all coming up right here, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So I see you sitting there. You're all stressed out this morning. You know, the shopping and, you know, the kids and the relatives and the holiday meals and the deadlines.
It's a lot.
Christmas lights, you know, one goes out, they all go out.
So you're really stressed out.
Days.
So we're going to give you just a little trick and how to relieve all that stress in like 60 seconds. You can do this.
Shots?
that's one way to do it.
Because you can,
wow.
Yeah.
So this would be like an alcohol-free way to handle things.
Okay.
So you can't drink like... You know, sitting at your desk at work or something.
Oh, one hitter then.
Okay.
You're not supposed to, really. Okay. Here's what you only have. There are two steps to this. It's very simple. And there's scientific proof behind this, and they've studied this, and it really, really works. So, step number one, you breathe in through your nose, and with your lips kind of pursed.
What are you breathing in?
You just breathe in the nice fresh air this morning, okay? With your lips kind of pursed, you take a breath in, deep breath. Kind of hold it for a second, then
hurry up.
Through your lips, you...
Oh, like a Lamaze.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
How long should I hold it
okay,
in, man?
Okay, breathe it out, breathe
Christmas
out. Yay,
like
man,
birth.
Breathe it out. Okay, so you've done that. You do that a couple of times, okay? Then the next thing is you take a series of slow breaths. You take it in through your nose and then blow out through your mouth. Now, do not let your shoulders lift when you're doing this, okay? You breathe from your diaphragm and let your stomach expand when you take a breath in. So you breathe in through your nose. Okay. And then out through your mouth.
Yeah.
Nice and slow and easy. You do that about three or four times. The whole thing only takes you like a minute, and you scientifically proven it will change the the flight or fight thing that you get, from nature. It'll make that completely go away, and you'll be relaxed.
Don't do it on the tee because you'll get into a fight. People
That's
will be
probably true, yeah. And then there are other ways to do it as well. And we have an example for you right here.
The holiday season can be a bit stressful. So this year, we here at the Pottery Barn invite you to give the gift of weed. Have you had it with that crazy drunk uncle of yours every Christmas?
I need a refill on eggnog.
Look what happens when you give him one of our patented stocking puffers.
Like, hey man, this is like the best pot roast ever.
Why stop there? You can get grandma in on the action with one of our specially baked weed-infused fruitcakes. Let's not forget about Santa. The job of delivering 22 million gifts an hour to kids all over the world puts a lot of strain on good old Saint Nick. So this year, why don't you leave him out our cookies with a little something extra in them? And don't forget to leave a little something for Rudolph.
Santa, look at how high we're flying.
Don't let Christmas pass you by without getting high. Call us now at the Pottery Barn. That's at 555-420-SMOKE. Or visit one of our locations in Northampton, Leicester, or Salem.
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Hey, we got a real treat for you this morning here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. The fabulous Bob Marley is going to be in Medford coming up on Friday the 28th at the Chevalier Theater. You can go ahead and go online to bmarley.com to get your tickets. It's Bob Marley.
Hello! Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy holidays. It's great to talk to you.
I think so. I don't know. We're getting geared up here. We got the tree in the house. Who decided that was a good idea? Who decided, hey, let's bring the stuff inside, let it dry out, then wrap 1,000 pounds of voltage around it and put some paper wrap gifts under that to fuel the holiday fire for the family? Unbelievable. And then my wife's got candles all around the living room, these holiday candles. Have you seen the Christmas candles?
Yeah.
She was with me the other day. Here, smell this, Bob. It smells like Christmas bliss. And this one's called Holiday Cheer, because they've all got the little names on them, you know? This one's called Yuletide Memory. Smell it, Bob. I'm like, where are the real candles for real people like us, you know? Hey, smell this one. It smells like credit card debt. Here's one called Family Fist Fight. And my all-time favorite, Uncle Jimmy's Bourbon Breath.
It's a little different
smells
in
like
Maine.
Prison. Yeah. Oh, man. It all started on Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
Fattening.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Man. We had it at my house this year.
Good to get together with family.
Well, we always had it at my Aunt Teresa's house, but we took over this year because my Aunt Teresa is a liar.
Really? What's up?
Well, when I say this, I'm talking about the announcement of the serving time. You know, come on over at 2. We're going to eat at 2. Well, you never eat at 2. You get over there at 7:30 p.m., you're huddled in the corner with the other survivors, licking the bottom of a nut bowl. Have you heard anything about food? Are they bringing us to a different location? We got a little snow headed our way. We got hit with that storm a couple weeks ago, and I was out there making my way through it, going up 95. I was the leader. You ever been the leader in a snowstorm?
Yeah.
You're up front. You kind of feel like Moses leading everybody through the desert.
You
feel a little bit good about yourself, you know. I look over. There's a guy in a 93 Corolla attempting to pass me. Now, if you're from New England, the first thing you do is step on the gas, and you might, I'm just saying, you might flip him the bird a little bit.
I see. Yes, I do. Yes.
And you only say one of three things to everybody in the car. The first thing you say is, look at this idiot.
Yeah.
The second thing is you want to know where he's going. Where is he going? 93 Corolla. This guy's not on call at the hospital. He probably left something out of the meth lab. That's what I'm guessing.
Nice.
And the last thing you say, and this is awful, but everybody listening has said this at one point, I hope he ends up in a ditch.
Yeah.
You what? In a ditch, upside down, flames everywhere. Would you stop and help? I'd drive right by him.
Hey, I've got great news for everybody. Bob Marley is coming to town, and he's going to be in Medford. That's right, in Medford, Massachusetts, at the Chevalier Theater on Friday, December the 28th. Bob.
Yes.
How can people actually get tickets to this fine event?
You can go to bmarley.com, or you can look up the Chevalier Theater, which is C-H-E-V-A-L-I-E-R. It's French. French word.
It is French, yes, it is.
It's in Medford. You can go to bmarley.com and get tickets Friday, December 28th at 8 p.m. It's going to be a ripper over there. And if you're looking for a Christmas gift, this is a good Christmas gift. You come and laugh the holidays away. Great to speak with you guys this morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great one, Bob.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
All right, Christmas. Be wicked. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Oh my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And coming up, we have a little bit of information for you. A strange scientific fact. And this is a holiday strange scientific fact. And it's about reindeer.
Okay,
stick around for that. In the meantime, Hank is here with a little update on what's going on out there. Hank, what happened?
Celtics back in the parquet tonight. They open up a four-game homestand against the Phoenix Suns. Pre-game show at 7 right here on 105.7 WROR. Bruins return to the Garden Ice tomorrow night hosting the Mighty Ducks. And Tom Brady and Stephon Gilmore named to the NFL Pro Bowl. This is the 14th time for Brady, tying the NFL record. TB12 and the Pats host Buffalo Sunday afternoon at 1, looking to clinch a playoff spot and their 10th straight AFC East title. Hank Morse, WROR Sports.
Thank you very
much. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so here we are. Holiday break's coming up for everybody. And, you know, you've had your kids home from college now for maybe a week or so. And isn't it great to have the whole family back together and your kids home from school? Isn't that great, Hank?
You know what? It really is. My daughter Charlotte goes to school in Washington, D.C., so she came home on Sunday. And it really is. I said to Pam the other night, we were in bed, and both girls were in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, Abby and Harv live with us. Abby goes to college, too, but Charlotte isn't home that often.
Yeah.
It's so good to have them under the same roof.
It took till Wednesday, huh?
Well, Tuesday, really.
Tuesday.
It feels great, but what you forget is your home turns into a dormitory very quickly.
Because,
you know, it takes the kids a while to get rid of those college habits.
So
when they come home, yesterday I come downstairs, every light is on.
Sure.
Light is on. There's Chinese food and a couple of pizza boxes because their friends have come over.
Sure.
And they stay up till like 2 o'clock in the morning because that's what college kids do. And they're loud. Right. But, it still feels good. It feels like when they were, in school and kids again, like, okay. I come down and every blanket and fleece that we own in our house is in the living room. There's not even room on the couch and the chairs for these things. There are so many of them out.
Well, maybe if you turn the heat up a little.
The pillows are everywhere. I'm like, God, all the lights are on. The Christmas, we have a rule.
Yeah.
The last person up, you got to shut the Christmas tree off, turn the lights off, and unplug the lights from outside.
Right, okay.
See, Christmas lights are on, the tree is on.
Blazing
I have
outside.
Alexa do all that for me.
Okay.
You can see your house from outer space.
And I'm thinking, and then, I hobble around with my broken leg. I don't have a big house. I get the gigantic suitcase that cost me $100 extra on the flight home.
Of course.
Because it weighed over 50 pounds. That's still in the hallway.
So you're tripping over that, and you're on crutches, and you got the big brace on the leg and all
but
that stuff.
At least
sort of
you get to go to work.
Right. I get to go to work. So that's the thing. It's like, all right, whatever. It is good to have them home.
It's great.
It feels
to have
good.
Them. Yeah,
right?
It's really great.
The annoyances are small. Then I go outside, I get in the car, I just started driving. Today was the second day or the third day I've driven to work.
You know, he's 100 and so, what are you?
102 days ago.
2 days from this
accident. Counting?
So it's the little thing. So I can drive again, which is
fabulous, yeah.
So I go outside, it's so nice. My friends are awesome because they drove me. They don't have to pick me up. They're thrilled. Yeah, I'm thrilled. Okay, my wife's thrilled. Everybody's good. I go out and it's cold out today. Now, I take off my ankle, like the air cast.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the walking boot thing. Yeah.
Right. I can't drive with it on. So it's cold outside. So it takes me a few minutes outside the car to get it off. I'm like, oh, my God, it's cold.
Yeah, plus you have to cut your pant leg off to wear the thing.
Right. So I have, like, the Huck Finn, like, jorts on, you know, off of the leg. So I get in, it's cold. The car's cold because I don't have a car starter. So I start the car, and I look, and the gas... The gasoline gauge is below the red warning line.
So you're on fumes now,
well, it's 20 minutes to 5.
Yeah.
Freezing. I'm freezing.
So I check the range. Like, sometimes it gets low when I'm on a hill.
Yeah, sure.
I check the range, figuring, okay, if it's 25 miles, no problem. I live 10 miles from work. 11 miles.
11 miles. 11 miles. Okay, that means you're going to have to go out. You're going to have to pump, right?
11 miles. Put gas in the car!
Okay, the wind chill is 11 out there this morning.
The wind chill is 11, so I go down to the mobile in Medford Square.
Yeah, right,
So now I open the door. Now I got to put the leg thing back on.
Oh,
the car is open before I get out. So and then I
got
to get the crutches. I fill up the gasoline. I'm outside the car.
I'd like to call and get the video footage from that gas station.
Oh,
and I'm just like,
too.
Bad words. In my whole mind, I'm trying to remember... Okay, it's the holiday season. You know, they got the Christmas wreath up at the City Hall. I've just gone by. You know, it's a good feeling. But I'm freezing outside, wind chill 12. And I'm like, college kids, when you come home, fold the blankets, turn off the lights, but put gas in the car. I will give them the money.
I don't. You know what? You always give them the money.
You know what? College kids, they don't have a lot of money. Ask your parents. Put gasoline in the car. Because by the time I get onto 93 southbound, I get down into the Tip O'Neill Tunnel.
Right.
Now, on my right. So I come, and this guy cuts me off.
Uh-oh.
So I give him a little bit. He gives me the finger.
Okay.
What a warning.
By 5 o'clock in the morning, my blood pressure's like 155 over 100.
Okay.
Maybe that's by design. They want you out of the house.
That could be true.
So happy holidays, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Enjoy those kids.
Love you, honey.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it's time for your 720 Men to Maine, brought to you by Target. At Target, enjoy weekly holiday deals all season long. Save big on great last-minute gifts. Stores open till 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve at Target. See store for all the final details. And here we go with your Men for Maine today for Target. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is just returning from an extended moose hunting trip, and he spots little Ephus Jr. on a brand new expensive bicycle, and we hear...
Well, say there, little Ephus, where'd you get that brand new bicycle?
Oh, I bought it myself, Pa.
Well, that looks mighty expensive. Where'd you get the money?
I earned it hiking.
Hiking? Come on, tell me the truth. How'd you get that money?
It is the truth, Pa. Every night when you were gone, Mr. Reynolds from the corner store would come over and see Ma, and he'd give me a $100 bill and tell me to take a hike.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Yeah, I want to get to the spider story. What's going on with the spiders?
As a rule,
you seem very concerned about
this. I don't
this.
Kill spiders because they help the
planet.
They eat the bugs. So, you know, Charlotte's Web disciple.
They eat all kinds of bugs.
I understand that spiders help us because they eat the insects, and if we didn't have the spiders, then we would be overrun by other gross things like those
flies
stink bugs,
and stuff like
things
that,
like
right.
that.
You all right, spider?
You all right, spider?
Okay.
I'm all right, spider. Okay, but then I came across this disturbing fact, and now I know that I'm living with the enemy.
Are you going to start killing them?
I might just make Dave start killing them. I'd like to outsource that. All right, so this is the fact. If the world's present population of spiders ever organized, they could eat us all in just 12 months.
Oh, God.
Get out of town.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Now, you think that innocuous Daddy Longlegs is your friend. No. Is it Daddy Longlegs?
Daddy Longlegs, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Spiders eat insects, but some snack on, and I did not know this, some of the bigger ones, lizards, birds, and even small mammals, not to mention the whole fish population. If you add up the weight of all of the food eaten by the world's entire spider population in a single year, it's more than the combined weight of every human on the planet. So spiders eat as much as 7 billion humans on the planet. They eat more, actually. So with the so here's the takeaway. They eat more than that, which means that they could eat all the humans on the planet and still be hungry.
Well, thank God they don't have the opposable thumb, right?
I know, but I don't know. I don't know. It could happen.
My wife is terrified of the brown recluse.
Oh, yeah. That's
legit. That's
the
very hungry
legit.
Poisonous spider.
Yeah.
Check your bananas.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I mean, you know, just I'm not saying kill all the spiders, but definitely keep an eye on them.
You do things like, okay, we'll keep an eye on them. Thank you.
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one
on 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, it's all about Penny Marshall is more than Laverne from Laverne and Shirley, the rock star who killed it on Jeopardy last night, a Bethany Frankel poisoning update. But first, okay, so this is brought to you by Eagle Bank. Penny Marshall died, and you all know her from this show.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
So anyway, first of all, I love that song, and I forgot how much I loved that TV theme songs from back in the day because they were really inspiring. Now it's like Law and Order. Yeah, this is, if you listen to the words of this song, they're doing it their way, Lauren. Two women. Imagine that. So anyway, Penny Marshall was 75. She died from complications from diabetes. She had been diagnosed with lung cancer and a brain tumor. And
that was like 8-10 years ago,
yeah,
too.
So she had some complications from that, the radiation. But obviously, she was Laverne and Shirley. And it was a kind of a great show. She had said almost everyone had a theory about why Laverne and Shirley took off. I thought it was simply because Laverne and Shirley were poor, and there were no poor people on TV, but there were plenty of them sitting around home watching TV. And it was kind of like a really...
Yeah.
I was a spinoff of Happy Days. Her brother, Gary Marshall, the director who died, I think, last year or 2 years ago, 81. He, you know, was sort of nepotism, but not really. He just sort of, you know, he asked them to star in Happy Days, and then they were so popular on that one episode that they got a spinoff, which is kind of crazy.
You know, she actually started her TV career on The Odd Couple, the old Odd Couple.
Yes, she did. And
that was must-see TV.
That really,
it was great.
And I forgot she had been married to Rob Reiner.
I know. She was married to Rob. She was married in college, and then she got a divorce after 2 years, and then she was married to Rob Reiner at the height of their careers. He was on All in the Family, and she was on Laverne and Shirley. But after Laverne and Shirley, this is what I really love about Penny Marshall. Is she was a really great director and directed some of my favorite movies. I mean, there was Big... And that was a big deal because she was the first woman to direct a feature film that grossed more than $100 million.
No kidding.
Yes, and that was in 1988. 4 years later, she did my favorite, A League of Their Own.
That movie's so
which was
good.
Also a box office success.
Yeah, her daughter was
so
in
good.
That.
Who?
Betty Spaghetti.
Betty Spaghetti, that's right. She's in all those things.
So
and Rosie O'Donnell,
She directed a couple of Tom Hanks movies.
Was that?
She
that
directed, that's oh. A League of Their Own.
Right.
And... And then she did Big.
Big
so, yeah,
right,
they worked together twice. She also directed, and I forgot about this, Awakenings with Robert De Niro, who received an Academy Award nomination. She also, the last film she directed was Riding Cars with Boys with Drew Barrymore, which not a critical, not a commercial success, but a really good movie.
She was the first ever guest star on The Simpsons.
And there's that,
so
because that's the most that's important
big.
That's
thing. Big.
No, it's not, but it's a cool thing.
No, it is.
Jerk.
It's pretty cool. I'm not a jerk.
Just kind of throw an interesting fact in there.
Well, you had another interesting fact,
nope,
too.
I'm not going to tell you.
Is that the beginning of the Laverne and Shirley song, Gary Marshall said to Penny, sing that song you used to sing when we were growing up in the Bronx. And it was and Hank, you found this out.
It's a hopscotch
A Yiddish-American hopscotch song.
Before they get into the we're going to do it, make it, and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
Let's not forget the classic L on her sweater.
Oh, yes.
The Laverne.
You know, it's really funny about the L is because I really liked writing my name, Lauren, because of the L. And it was like, because I was like, oh, it looks like Laverne. Okay. So anyway, Jeopardy. Celebrity. Killing it. This was on Jeopardy last night. One of the contestants is a rock star. Listen to this.
Jackie Fuchs is our champion. As we discovered on yesterday's program, she was once Malibu Barbie and was also a performer in an all-girl rock band.
I was the bass player in the 70s all-female rock band, The Runaways.
Amazing.
Wow. So, wait a minute. you were in a rock band playing bass. You were Malibu Barbie, and now you're an attorney and a writer. How did you make that switch at some point?
I just get bored easily, I guess.
Yeah, you think?
Are you married? Really?
No.
Oh.
Happily divorced.
As you said, you get bored easily.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, she was with the Runaways with Joan Jett. And so she was there for 4 years, but I guess she made $60,000. She went to Harvard for her law degree, too. Pretty interesting lady. And finally, update on Bethany Frankel and her near-death experience eating fish the other day in Boston and ended up at Newton Wellesley Hospital. Well, she's recovered, and now she's going to dedicate her life to, this is good, making sure people have EpiPens.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Yeah.
And also that hospitals have comfortable mattresses for sick people because she was disgusted at the fact that there were no comfortable beds.
But in Newton Wellesley Hospital. Your beds are uncomfortable.
She did say the Newton Wellesley Hospital was a fabulous hospital.
With terrible beds.
Except for the beds.
Just uncomfortable beds. Thank you very much.
105.7 WROR.
Lauren and Wally. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It's time to let the excitement begin. The excitement of $1,000 being up for grabs from Century Bank, and we're ready to give it away. We have a contestant, a player this morning named Anne-Marie LePage. Anne-Marie is from Foxborough, Massachusetts. She's a police dispatcher. And Anne-Marie, good morning and welcome to the Lorna Wally Morning Show. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
You must be busy on game day.
Yes.
What's your 20, Anne-Marie?
Yeah, what's your 20, Anne-Marie?
What's my 20? I'm at home right now.
At home, okay. Right. 20's at home. Okay. So, Anne-Marie, you know what's going to happen here. LBF is going to give you 20. Is going to give you 10 questions. Almost said 20 questions. 10 questions within a time frame of 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker in the background ticking away those precious seconds, not to put any pressure on you. You get all 10 of these correct, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. If you don't know the answer to something, say pass, move on. We come back at the end if you have time left, and you wrap it up and you take the cash. Are you ready to play this morning?
Yes, I am.
LBF?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What reindeer had a shiny red nose?
Rudolph.
What is the correct name for the occupation in which someone mends shoes?
Cobbler.
What youngest brother of the Bee Gees members was a former host of Solid Gold?
Andy.
Full name?
Gibbs.
What former vice president was Tommy Lee Jones' roommate at Harvard?
Pat.
What midday nap takes its name from the Spanish word sexta, meaning sixth?
Siesta.
What powers Monstropolis in the beginning of the movies Monsters, Inc.?
Pat.
In which state is Alcatraz located?
California.
Who was the first woman appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Pat.
What was Laverne's last name on Laverne and Shirley?
DeFazio.
In how many movies did Penny Marshall direct Tom Hanks?
Two.
Oh!
Wow!
You only passed on three, okay. But you got everything right.
Yep. Yeah. Get everything you guessed on, you got right, and three that you missed on. Well, let's go ahead and review.
Okay. What former vice president was Tommy Lee Jones' roommate at Harvard? Al Gore. Did you know he invented the internet? What powers Monstropolis?
Tommy Lee Jones invented the internet? Wow, that's amazing.
What powers Monstropolis in the beginning of the movies Monsters, Inc.? Screams. And Sandra Day O'Connor was the first woman appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. But you know what? That was a really great job. It just ran out of time.
You can tell that she has
calm,
to keep her calm,
pressure.
You know, because she has to talk under
you know,
pressure.
I was going to call you.
Yeah.
I was at Trader Joe's on Wednesday, and they ran out of cauliflower gnocchi, and I thought that was an emergency.
That is an emergency.
Complete emergency. Hey, we got we have a fantastic prize for you. A $100 99 restaurant gift card. 99 restaurant gift cards are perfect for last-minute shoppers, and that's going to be something great for you for the holidays. Hey, thank you very much for being a member of the Nation
and
Play
you.
Game. Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Okay? Now, listen. For every $25 you purchase at the 99, you receive a $5 bonus card for yourself for more to give. I mean, the more you give, the more you get. It's a great deal from the 99. So you think you got what it takes to play and win? Win a grand in 60 seconds? You got to register first. Log on and register at WRR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so here's the deal. When's the last time you went to the mall? I mean, really? Has it been recently
well,
that you
I
went
mean,
to the
mall? Well, I mean, like, I've had to, like, pop in and out of the mall, but the last time I actually shopped at the mall was a long time ago. You know, you're kind of forced into it this time of year, no what? Matter what. A lot of people, like, here's how I treat the mall. And this happened yesterday. I had to return something. That's the reason. But I decided I'm going to return this, and then I'm going to do a sweep because I did a lot of my shopping online, or I did a lot of my shopping at, like, a small businesses. But, like, you do the end of the Christmas sweep where you're like, oh, yeah, that's a good stocking stuffer. That's something. You just and it gives you kind of ideas. Like, you walk around, you're like, oh, yeah, this, that, and the other thing.
Actually, I think it's kind of a good way to start your shopping, too.
Oh, no.
That gives you a lot of ideas.
You cannot start.
You guys are in the shopping, you go to the mall, huh?
Well, yeah, because, like, we do a lot, you know, online, on Amazon. Like, I get a lot of it done.
Right.
And mostly, my wife does it all. So I have, like, the little things that I need to get at the end.
Yeah.
So, like, so you do that little, like, walkabout.
Oh, look, yeah, I go on walkabout at the
mall. Still a mall guy. I still like going to the Burlington Mall. I get to see Santa. There's some nice anchor stores. I can walk through Nordstrom, see everything I can't afford to buy for my family.
Oh, you want to buy an anchor?
Yes.
Oh, you love boating.
You love those, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, yesterday, I realized a couple of things. First, it's not people complain about the mall. It's not the mall. It's the people who are at the mall who are shopping because I stood in line yesterday, and I was like three deep, which isn't bad. But, oh, my God. First, the first lady lost her receipt, couldn't find it, was looking through the bags. We're all waiting around. We're all helping her at this point. That took like 5 minutes. Finally found the receipt. Not to return something, just to walk away. I'm like, just don't have the receipt. Just get your bill and be done with it. But I didn't say that. I was just like, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Meanwhile, I'm waiting in line, just so you know, because I bought myself something, because I am a selfish, horrible person.
Okay, okay.
All right? Just so you know. So I deserve, you know, no sympathy. But then the woman right in front of me, oh, my God.
What'd
she
do?
Was buying four little outfits for a little boy.
Yeah. Oh, cute.
Really cute, on the hangers and everything. But then she says, I need to make sure that those are all 50% off. So she had to go through each one and say, this is 30, this is 50. And then she was deciding whether or not she was going to keep them. And then she rings it all up. It's all set. She's like, oh, I need gift receipts for those. So that was another thing to do. Oh, my God. And then,
I know.
And then she asked for gift boxes. She got them, which was a Christmas miracle in and of itself. Because you're just like,
really?
We don't give those away.
Wow.
And then she said, these gift boxes are way too small. They're not going to fit in there. And I'm like, lady, you do not look a gift box in the mouth. You just take them and run.
Yeah, you could sell them.
That's it. You could sell them on eBay.
You know,
I'm not even kidding.
People will not even give you a gift box.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So anyway, finally got in line. I paid for my stuff, which was not even, I was no discount, no gift receipt, no nothing.
What did you buy?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
It's just because I wanted
underwear.
To be a surprise. No,
that's
it wasn't underwear. It's just a pair of pants.
Sparkly pants?
Shut up.
Okay. Really?
So anyway. And then, but then I went into the mall, and so that was kind of a horrible experience. But then I went into the mall to this accessory place, and let me tell you, the girl behind the counter, and this is what was made it worth it, was so nice and so pleasant in fairly an unpleasant atmosphere.
Sure.
There's a lot of scrunchies around her and a lot of necklaces and a lot of junk you don't really want to buy or use or whatever. And she was so great. She was dressed up as an elf. That was the highlight. I got to say, and Brian Bell, and I don't know if you feel this way, Hank, because you do go to the mall. Not as Christmassy as it used to be.
No, it isn't. Because I've been to the mall.
No, because there's no, like, music, like, loud, not loud, but, like, audible music.
Festive.
There's not a lot of, like, just, it's not a lot of opulence or anything. It's just kind of like, it's kind of like Night of the Comet.
There aren't,
like, well, yeah, okay.
There aren't nearly as many people. I used to love the energy of the mall.
Yeah.
Yep,
people
yep.
carrying bags, and you get the music going, and the big decorations,
the hustle,
and Santa
and the bustle
Claus.
And all that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. Yep. It's not. It's,
and you know what else I realized, too? You ever weigh the effect and the line? Like, I'm like, we went on Monday, went shopping, my wife and I. And we're standing there, like, I picked up, like, I had one thing at this store. And then we turned around and looked. It was like maybe a $7 item. The line, I was like, I can find something somewhere else.
Yeah, it's called the Christmas pivot.
Somebody's going to be
that great again. I'm going to put that right back there.
Somebody's going to be really disappointed, but that's the way it goes. Good night.
5.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, there you go. It's Please Come Home for Christmas. That's the Eagles. That was an Eagles original holiday hit. And it's amazing about how many, you know, big rock bands and stars never had an original holiday hit at all. But then you never know a hit this might come out of nowhere.
Well, you know, Saturday Night Live has many, many funny Christmas things. And they've run their, you know, big Christmas special. But one of my favorites It's a Christmas song that Horatio Sanz did with Jimmy Fallon and Chris Kattan and Tracy Morgan.
Oh,
and
really?
Last night on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon got the band back together with the addition of Ariana Grande.
That's always a nice addition.
To perform their classic from 2000, I Wish It Was Christmas Today.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Know this one?
I don't. I'm very excited.
Flute or something, I don't know.
Fun.
Here we go, sing along, everybody.
I don't
care what your mama says. Christmas time is near. I don't care what your daddy says. Christmas is full of cheer. All I know is that Santa's sleigh is making its way to the USA. I wish it was Christmas today.
Oh my God.
I wish it was Christmas today.
There aren't that many.
That's that weird sound again.
Yeah.
I like it. It's catchy.
I don't care what the neighbors say. Christmas will soon be here. I don't care if you think it's a lie. Christmas time is dear. I don't care about anything except hearing them sleigh bells ring a ding ding. I wish it was Christmas today. I wish it was Christmas today.
Okay. I understand.
It's not over yet.
Oh, I think it might be.
No, it's not.
I think when's over when it starts.
Well, there it is.
I understand your love. I understand your love for that.
I love that song so much.
That was that came out first time like 17 years ago.
18 years ago.
18 years ago.
18 years ago when he had no responsibility whatsoever. He was staying up drinking and watching Saturday Night Live.
Brings me back.
That's what it is.
Simple times.
Yes.
And the original joke of that song.
Yes.
Was that it was completely unprepared.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Chris Kattan just stood there holding the keyboard.
Yep,
Jimmy Fallon tried to not laugh.
Yeah.
And Tracy Morgan just danced a weird dance. And they've been doing it for 18 years. It could be the longest running joke on Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
thank you very much.
And it's posted at WOR.com.
We've never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.